Let's come back to you remembering Tulsa in the latter part of the 40s and 50s, and you were growing into your teen years. You were 21 in 1955, mm-hmm. I believe. Talk about downtown, a busy place then at that time?
And oh, yes, it was very active, and the Mayo Hotel was the star of downtown. I remember when the play or musical Oklahoma came to town, why Birch Mayo arranged for me to meet the star of it, Shirley Jones. We had dinner together in the Mayo Hotel. You know, I had visions. I was a young man in college, and I thought, well, you know, dating a movie star or an actor would be pretty great. Anyway, didn't go anywhere from the dinner. But, no, it was a very thriving place. We had theaters downtown, the Orpheum and the Ritz, and we had a skating rink that was very, very good.
Remember the stores?
Yeah, we had Clark's store. We had Renberg's. We had Vandiver's. These are names that you don't hear today, but they were very active. The banks had a tremendous image of power. They were all downtown, the First National Bank and then the National Bank of Tulsa, which is now BOK. First National Bank is now the Chase Bank downtown.
Which banks did your father deal with?
First National. He was on that board. When I got back here in Tulsa and started back in the oil business, he arranged it so I could be on the board, and I was the youngest board member, and I was on there with a lot of tremendous people, the head of American Airlines, the head of Skelly. All the oil and gas leaders seemed to be on that board.
And you would have been in your 20s.
Yes, I was in my early 20s. At that same time, I was one of two outside family directors that went on the Williams Company's board. When Dad stepped down from Warren Petroleum, they had this Grumman plane. It wasn't a jet. It was a prop plane, turboprop. And he saddled that on my company, a little old Warren American Oil Company that we had. We were not big by any stretch of the imagination, yet we had a private plane. And so this went on for about 6 months that we kept it. And that was when John Williams bought out this big pipeline system that we went to Kansas City on to close, and he needed not one plane, but three planes, and so I out-traded John on selling him that plane. I made a good profit on selling him the plane rather than what my cost was in it, and I think because I traded so hard with him that John was impressed and asked me to go on the board of directors of the Williams Companies along with Luther Hodges, who had been Secretary of Commerce and the former governor of North Carolina. And so I was active for a number of years on the Williams Company's board.
Again, that's in maybe your later 20s, early 30s?
My later 20s, early 30s.
So all of these men who were sitting around that board table mm-hmm. were much older than you,
yes.
and all of them old enough to be your father.
Yes.
Yet you felt they respected, or you weren't just treated as a kid, as a young...
I wasn't treated as a kid. I don't know that they respected me because I was new into the business and hadn't accomplished a whole lot at that time.
You remained as a board member for many years.
Many years, yes.
Some of the places, I'm taking you back now to your early 20s, but places you may have hung out or in the names of some of the people that you may have run around with in those days...
Central High School was very outstanding as a high school, and they had social clubs there. They invited some students from Cassia to belong to those social clubs, Bronx and Lancers. I joined Lancers, and so I was around some Central High School students. Cyril Wagner was one that has since moved to Midland and been very successful in the exploration and production business. Dr. Jerry Brickner, who headed up our cancer operations at St. Francis Hospital. He was a Lancer. We hung out at a drugstore down there at Boulder and close to Boulder and Boston in between there by the park. And that was the place that we hung out. I can't remember the name of the drugstore right now. But there was another drugstore on 21st Street by the name of Montgomery's. We used to go there to get an ice cream or soda. And then on the corner of 11th and Lewis, there was a dairy there, and you could go buy ice cream. I'm thinking the name of it was Glencliff. And you could buy 5 gallons of ice cream during the war. And this was when I was in high school. My dad had a freezer down in the basement, so he had plenty of ice cream there. I remember going there and buying these 5 gallon amounts of ice cream, and that was a place that we frequented. Again, as I said, we went to the movies at the Orpheum and the Ritz quite often, and then the Delman Theater on 15th and Lewis, which is now a Walgreens drugstore.
Remember any of the music you may have enjoyed or movies that were your favorites?
Well, in those days, we listened to the radio a lot, and music was played. To impress a date, I would take her down to the radio station, and whoever was the disc jockey down there would put us on and interview us, and just so we had some students from Casha Hall here and that sort of thing.
Remember what station that was?
I don't. I remember the person I was most impressed with at the time was Leon McAuliffe, and he played the steel guitar. Oh, I just thought that was fantastic.
KBOO, maybe?
Yes.
Since it was Leon,
yeah.
Country?
Yeah. I believe that was it.
So did it impress dates?
Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. That was a lot of fun because they would love to hear friends tell them they heard them on the radio because everybody played the radio.
Remember the first car you owned, what the make it was?
Yes. My dad gave me a car to drive. It wasn't my own. I didn't own a car until I got out of the Navy. I always borrowed one from Dad. So he had one for me in high school to drive that was a Buick coupe. I often think about that because in those days, John, I don't know how old you were, but we would drag race. We'd have gear shifts and everything. And I often think about it driving here on 71st, that it was a two-lane road. And I can remember going out and having a drag race with somebody where we'd be occupying both sides of the road coming over a hill. And we just would have been wiped out. We were so young and dumb and stupid. And I thank the Lord today, knock on wood, that I'm alive today because that was so reckless. And yet it was a way of proving your manhood, so to speak. Others would do chicken and go off in different directions, but this was just flat drag strip racing.
And that was in Rhodes right around where we're sitting here right now at 61st and
Well,
Yale.
71st and Yale.
Yeah.
It was a two-lane going east-west.
Obviously, you didn't have any accidents, but you were just lucky. So that would have been in the 50s, early 50s?
51.
Yeah.
Be when I was probably a junior and just gotten my driver's license and things like that.